Ask for a free legal consultation. Call 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344.
Auto Accident Help Desk.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back. When your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with...
With T-Mobile, you can get tons of benefits and still save. Because nobody likes having to choose. It's like getting romance and sci-fi.
I love you. Also, I'm a robot.
At T-Mobile, you can get the benefits you want and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. See how with our savings calculator at T-Mobile.com/switch. Plus, switch and keep your phone. We'll pay it off up to $800.
Via virtual prepaid card in 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months. See T-Mobile.com.
When life spells heartburn, how do you spell relief? R-O-L-A-I-D-S.
What about when life spells spicy wings?
It's still R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Rolaids, powerful heartburn relief. Use as directed, keep out of reach of children.
A smooth, close Barbasol shave in the morning lifts your confidence. That rich, creamy lather will catapult you to greatness. Nothing can stop you today. Well, except that traffic jam. Barbasol, it's a can of can-do.
Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. An Oval Office meeting today between President Biden and NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg. White House National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby says the White House is comfortable with the alliance's current strategic posture around the world.
Look, we're a NATO ally, and we talk to our NATO allies all the time about what readiness looks like, what posture needs to look like, and how we can all be better postured to meet our Article 5 commitments.
Wildfire is burning out of control in California, including one of the mountains north of Los Angeles. Meanwhile, record heat baking the Midwest today and the Northeast by tomorrow. The Israeli military announcing a tactical pause on fighting in parts of Gaza to allow more aid trucks in. This as Israel's war cabinet falls apart, disbanded by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu after key centrist members, two of them, resigned over the handling of the Hamas war. In an op-ed, the Surgeon General warning labels should be put on social media over concerns about young people's mental health. This is ABC News. Federal regulators have opened investigations into two incidents, both involving Southwest Boeing 737 MAX planes. ABC's Gio Benitez.
The Southwest MAX 8 flight came within just 400 feet of slamming into the Pacific Ocean. The incident happening in April off the coast of Hawaii when, according to Bloomberg, the flight was forced to abandon a landing attempt on Kauai because of inclement weather.
Southwest 2786, moderate to extreme precipitation, 11 o'clock to 1 year mile.
Bloomberg says it obtained a Southwest memo and that the less experienced first officer inadvertently pushed forward on the control column.
In another incident, a Southwest MAX 8 went into a so-called Dutch roll, rocking side to side and front to back, causing structural damage to the aircraft last month. A museum in Switzerland will remove five paintings from public view while it investigates if they were looted by Nazis. The works include paintings by Monet and Van Gogh. I'm Dave Packer, ABC News.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off Super Paint products and Super Deck stains from June 14th through the 24th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
"No!" My car!
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois. Enjoy breakfast on the farm with the 30th annual Buffalo County Dairy Breakfast this Saturday from 7 till 11 at Marbeck Dairy, Highway Double N, Mondovi. Enjoy pancakes, sausage, cheese curds, cube cheese, and of course, ice cream and milk. There'll be music by Karen and the guys, face painting for the kids, and farm tours too. It's the 38th annual Buffalo County Dairy Breakfast this Saturday from 7 till 11 at Marbeck Dairy, Highway Double N, Mondovi.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Showers and storms this evening, mostly cloudy overnight. Rising temps into the 70s. Warmer and more humid tomorrow. Highs upper 80s and breezy. Afternoon and evening, storms return. Heavy rain, large hail, isolated tornadoes, and gusty winds all possible. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 65 right now.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. A man who showed up at the state capitol twice last October looking to see Governor Tony Evers and both times armed with guns has reached a plea agreement. 44-year-old Joshua Pleasnik pleading guilty to carrying a firearm in a public building. That's a misdemeanor. A Dane County judge accepted the plea and sentenced Pleasnik to 30 days in the Dane County jail. A 4-year-old boy was struck and killed by a truck in Milwaukee Park Sunday evening. The sheriff's office said it happened at around 6:30, and the truck was speeding through the parking lot of the park on the city's northwest side. The heat is on in Wisconsin, and the State Department of Transportation says that can lead to pavement buckling. DOT cautions drivers to be aware of that and call 911 and report specific locations if they come across buckled pavement. Wisconsin Radio Network.
At Fleet Farm, we know every sunny day doesn't begin and end with us. But if it did, we've got you covered. Everyday fishing gear from Rapala, Berkeley, and Minn Kota. Everyday grilling goods from Weber, Kingsford, and Blackstone. Everyday camping gear from Coleman, Yeti, and Eureka. Whatever makes your day, we're right there with you. At Fleet Farm, we've got everything you need for everyday life.
For five generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by NTEC, your premier communication and entertainment provider, Durand. Numbers are us, your daily money managers, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. SFB, Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. And Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. Western Wisconsin is getting its first real taste of summer this week. The National Weather Service says the WRDN listening area will be seeing hot and humid days to start the week. Some areas could also see strong storms with the heat and humidity. Wisconsin's return to summer comes after a warm and wet spring that left the state with a bit too much water. There are also some flooding concerns. Forecasters say there's a chance for additional rain Tuesday and Wednesday. That could cool things down a bit. Mondovi Mayor Brady Weiss is asking for a pause in installing the 3 Flock license plate reader cameras in the city. While the mayor thinks the cameras are a good idea, he's concerned about the yearly cost and the effect it will have on the police department budget.
I think they do serve a valuable purpose. I just want to make sure that the taxpayers for the city aren't, unduly burdened to operate these things. When we compare ourselves sometimes to some of the larger communities, remember there are obviously more people there, larger tax base, and then obviously gives you a larger operating budget. So when we're dealing sometimes with small budgets and small departments, we have a long list of things that we want, and there are a lot of those things that are good ideas. It's a matter of our ability to pay.
Specifically, Weiss wants to know if the city would still be able to afford the cameras if and when the city police department is back at full staff. Wisconsin's Republican U.S. Senator says he's encouraged by the progress being made to fill the void created when HSHS closed its two hospitals in the Chippewa Valley. Senator Ron Johnson over the weekend said he met with leaders of the Chippewa Valley Health Cooperative. He likes what they're saying. Johnson says he hopes the co-op can be a bridge until Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls have new hospitals. The co-op is looking to open a new clinic, but has not yet said when that would happen. The prison in Stillwater, Minnesota is back to its normal schedule after a weekend death. The Minnesota Department of Corrections say a 22-year-old inmate was found dead in the prison Saturday morning. No one's saying just how the inmate died, but investigators say it looks like a death related to synthetic drugs. The prison was placed on a temporary lockdown on Saturday. Department of Corrections managers say that lockdown was lifted yesterday. A daycare worker has been arrested in Rochester after allegedly injuring a young child with a pizza cutter. Police arrested 26-year-old Adriana Newburn of Pipestone Thursday. Investigators say Newburn was arguing with a co-worker when she allegedly grabbed a pizza cutter and threatened to injure the co-worker's child. She reportedly went to the infant room and began swinging the pizza cutter, hitting the co-worker's child. Newburn's facing multiple charges, including felony assault of a child and making terroristic threats. You're listening to WRDN News.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
A Mondovi man has been arrested after a UTV versus tank accident in Mondovi on Saturday. According to Mondovi police, 40-year-old Christopher Schultz was driving a UTV on Oak Street near Veterans Memorial Park early Saturday morning, left the roadway, drove over a curb, hit him multiple sides before crashing into an M60 main battle tank head-on that was on display at the park. Police observed signs of impairment. Schultz was taken into custody for operating a UTV under the influence of an intoxicant. The city of Durand will have to make some changes to the Tarrant Park pool building. During the city council meeting last week, Public Works Director Matt Gillis told the council additional showers were going to have to be installed inside the building due to changes in state law. Durand Mayor Patrick Milliron says there will be some additional costs due to the changes.
So we had to make some changes. It was reported last night that we made those changes, and by the next meeting we should have an idea. We know that it's obviously there's some costs involved in this, but as we said, that's why we have contingency to make sure those things are covered.
According to Milliron, while there is a contingency fund for the project, the city's also saved some money on other parts of the project that will help cover the additional costs. No one was hurt in a house fire in Lake Halley yesterday. Crews say the fire started in one room but quickly spread to the rest of the home. Firefighters said it took them 15 minutes to knock down the flames once they arrived. No word on the cause of the fire or how much damage it did to the home. The boutique damaged by an apartment collapse in Chippewa Falls is moving to a new location until repairs can be made. No one was living in the apartment above Iris Boutique, and no one was in the store when the collapse happened last week. Iris will stay on North Bridge Street, but occupy the space that used to be Lucy's Eatery. The city inspector says the owner of the damaged building has 60 days to restore the site. The last time the building was inspected was in January, that according to the Chippewa Falls Fire Department. A Wisconsin sergeant is under arrest and accused of child sex crimes. The Taylor County Sheriff's Department conducted a search in the village of Spencer at the unnamed Clark County Sergeant's home before his arrest. The warrant came from an Internet Crimes Against Children investigation. There are four charges against the suspect, who was released after paying more than $12,000 in bonds. You're listening to WRDN News.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Temperatures are rising in Wisconsin, and the chances of pavement buckling are increasing with them. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation says pavement can buckle when the weather quickly changes from cold to very hot. The department says this causes slabs of pavement to expand and push against each other, potentially resulting in unexpected bumps or dips in the road. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
I want to learn how to cook, but I keep ordering takeout.
Accomplishing goals is hard, but when your goal is to learn a new language, Babbel makes it easy. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel will help you start having conversations in as little as 3 weeks. Words and phrases you'll actually use. So when someone asks,
"How's your French going?"
you can say,
"Babbel facilite grandement l'apprentissage d'une nouvelle langue."
Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's B-A-B-B-E-L.com. Babbel.com.
Are you concerned about age-related macular degeneration, or AMD? If you're over 50, then you should be. AMD impacts as many as 1 in 10 Americans over 50. Now, protecting your eyes is easier, thanks to New Nordic's Blueberry Eye Supplements. New Nordic's Blueberry Eye Supplements not only protect your eyes, but help improve night vision, as well as helping to relieve eye fatigue caused by digital devices. Enjoy healthy vision with New Nordic's Blueberry Eye Supplements. Available now at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com.
Blaney blazes to victory at Iowa. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The Bike Riders is the motion picture event roaring into theaters this Friday.
I built this club out of nothing.
Inspired by true events, USA Today hails the Bike Riders as a must-see summer movie. Starring Jodie Comer.
The club is changing.
Austin Butler.
Is that who we are now?
And Tom Hardy.
This is our family.
Outsiders become legends. The Bike Riders, rated R, under 17 animated without parent. Written and directed by Jeff Nichols. Only in theaters this Friday.
Defending champion Ryan Blaney roared into victory lane for the first time this season in the inaugural NASCAR Cup Series clash at Iowa Speedway Sunday. The Team Penske pilot, who has won in all three top NASCAR series at the 7/8 mile oval, admitted being haunted by the ghost of Gateway, where he ran out of fuel on the last lap.
Normally, in my mind, it's like, just get to the white, and now I'm just like, I don't care about getting to the white, let's just get to the checkered, and it's kind of normal thoughts, but then the pain of 2 weeks ago, it just always pops up in your head, but I try to forget about it and just focus on, you know, the gap we had and try to keep it and all that. But yeah, I had some thoughts of that. Luckily, tonight it went smoothly.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
The IRS finally caught up with Louie.
I hadn't paid my taxes in 8 years. I owed the IRS a lot of money.
Louie was in deep trouble.
We're going to take your house, put a lien on your bank account, garnish your pay. They don't care. They're going to take your paycheck.
Louis found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $1 billion for their clients.
Optima Tax, they help me. They calm me down. They made me feel comfortable, and I trust them.
Louis has a lot to be thankful for.
I don't owe the IRS anymore, and I'm able to live a comfortable life, a better life. It was because of Optima Tax.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation. Take it from Louie.
If you owe the IRS, don't go it alone. Give Optima Tax a call. They can help you.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
The crew heads to the shadows of Disneyland. Good afternoon. I'm Doug Russell with sports. The first place Brewers try to keep their winning ways about them tonight in Anaheim, just steps away from the happiest place on earth. At 29-43, though, the Angels, one of the worst teams in the American League. The Brewers, meanwhile, they've got a 6.5-game lead in the Central, still for manager Pat Murphy.
I don't feel like we're playing good. You know, it's just doing it our way, and I think that's what we have to do.
Coming up tonight, Carlos Rodriguez will pitch against Jose Soriano. Game time is set for just after 8:30. Elsewhere in the Central tonight, Cincinnati is at Pittsburgh. St. Louis is at Miami. The Cubs will play host to the Giants. After landing a couple of four-star commitments, wide receiver Eugene Hilton Jr. and linebacker Mason Posa last week, the Wisconsin football team finds itself in rare territory. They've got a top five best recruiting class of 2025. Wisconsin currently with 19 players verbally committed. Rivals.com ranks them at number five in the country. Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. The walleyes really get tough to catch when a cold front moves through, but they can be caught, and I'll tell you what one freshwater fishing Hall of Famer does to make sure they bite. But first,
hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the OnX Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, OnX Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust OnX Hunt.
Freshwater fishing Hall of Famer Mr. Walleye Gary Roach says the bite can get very tough when you're fishing walleyes during a cold front. He said these fish go lay right down on the bottom, and that's where you have to keep your bait on the bottom when you're fishing cold front walleyes. He said those walleyes will slip out into deeper water, sometimes not even relating to structure, just deep water, and they'll just lay there. So what you have to do is get that bait in front of them and let it hang there. And make sure the bait is lively bait. Make sure the leech is swimming. Make sure the night crawler is wiggling. Make sure that that is bait that looks good to that walleye, or they won't hit it. Now, you can't see those fish on your sonar, so what you have to do is go to spots that you know are typically good spots to catch those fish and know that they'll be nearby. So when you're using a live bait rig with a leech, live bait rig with a night crawler, just drag it slowly, very slowly through these areas. You won't see the fish on the sonar, like I said, but you will get them to bite if you can hold that lively bait in front of them for an extended period of time. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Hey, pet parents. With Progressive's collision coverage, you get extra protection for your cat or dog, because there's nothing worse than seeing your pet hurt. Like when you see their face after accidentally stepping on their tail, and you say, "I'm so sorry, Mr. Pickles." But as you kiss his nose and rub his little belly welly, you know Mr. Pickles is thinking, "You betrayed me." Anywho, Progressive pays up to $1,000 in vet bills if your pet is injured in an auto accident. Learn more at Progressive.com and watch where you step. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Collision coverage subject to policy terms. Not available in all states.
Are you concerned about age-related macular degeneration, or AMD? If you're over 50, then you should be. AMD impacts as many as 1 in 10 Americans over 50. Now, protecting your eyes is easier thanks to New Nordic's Blueberry Eye Supplements. New Nordic's Blueberry Eye Supplements not only protect your eyes, but help improve night vision, as well as helping to relieve eye fatigue caused by digital devices. Enjoy healthy vision with New Nordic's Blueberry Eye Supplements. Available now at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Showers and storms this evening, mostly cloudy overnight. Rising temps into the 70s. Warmer and more humid tomorrow. Highs upper 80s and breezy. Afternoon and evening, storms return. Heavy rain, large hail, isolated tornadoes, and gusty winds all possible. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 65 right now.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. You know that old adage about what goes up must go down, but unfortunately got a lot of red on the screen today from a grain complex, which is leaving a lot of folks puzzled with the what do we do next. And that's exactly where we're going to start today as Darren Fessler joins us. He is with Lakefront Futures. So, I mean, soybean oil saw some positivity on the trade, but really for everything else, it was just in the downs. And what is that question? Where do we go from here, and what should growers really be focusing on?
Yeah, I mean, I think this is just a continuation of what we had seen last week. You had some rains that moved across the Western Belt that added some more pressure. I think that was probably what really got this market going last Friday, whereas, you know, did funds really want to have the exposure going into the weekend, knowing that there would probably be a pretty good shot of rain coming? And again, there's going to be more rain for the Western Belt and even in saturated Minnesota, if you will, over the next week or so. So when you look at this, you get the seasonal time frame of December corn, where it turns a lot more bearish, almost falling off a cliff bearish. But there's still a lot of unknowns out there. I mean, through my travels across Nebraska, I can't remember a time where the bulk of this crop has looked this good. And again, there's going to be pockets that have had some weather issues. There's going to be pockets that have had some, you know, excessive amounts of rain, even some cloudy, dreary days where that corn was yellow. But in general, the biggest of the biggest county producers look very, very good at this stage. I can't say the same thing for Iowa or Illinois. I mean, I think they're okay, but there's going to be some stand issues. It's going to be one of those years where I think you do the 60, 70-mile-an-hour window tour. So I know that looks pretty good until you start walking down those fields and you do some stand accounts. But in general, this is just the theme of the market here, where I still think where the funds need a catalyst to really buy this, you know, and or the USDA, you know, something with these balance sheets that come down, whether we're at a 181, which I'm not in this camp, or whether 179, 178, we're still left with a lot of supply, especially when it comes to the stocks use ratio, probably more bearish so on the bean side of things.
Do you think the market kind of did a little pivot today and didn't focus as much on weather as it did on other fundamentals?
Yeah, you could say that in some aspects, yes, because when you have some outside markets that are, you know, some, you know, let's say take it from wheat, for example. Wheat seems to can't find ever any type of support here over the last couple of weeks. That has been a big thorn in the side for corn. You could say the same thing for soy meal. Meal finishing near session lows in some of those back months, again, pressuring the beans lower. The thing with the meal versus soy oil, it's just the funds are extremely long meal, extremely short oil. It's a complete unwind. And you have to keep in mind that this week we have July option expiration on Friday. Usually when you have option expiration weeks, whether it be bullish or bearish, they can wreak havoc on markets. Just happen to be that the momentum and the trend are still lower in a lot of these major grains.
So looking at moving forward, I mean, obviously you don't know what the overnight's going to bring, because we've got that crop progress report and everybody today talking about how we're going to see decline in that good to excellent category.
Yeah, I mean, not a big one by any means, but the trade is looking for about 74 or 73%, down 1% versus last week. Just down slightly on the conditions on beans as well. This will be the second week we've had those bean conditions. About 71% is what the market's looking at. 94% on the bean planted side of things. But in general, when you look at the overall broader technical pattern that we've seen. We've had what is called a head and shoulders pattern. Typically, these things are associated with bearish moves. And it's more prevalent in front month corn. It's more prevalent in new crop corn. And then you get this seasonal reaction lower here. You got to really watch that 460 on that December board here, because I'm still very much in the camp. Unless there's a reason for the funds to buy this, it will be the perception of continued rains. It will be the perception of high supplies and high stocks-use ratios that rallies for the time being are probably still rewarding and selling opportunities for producers. However, we have to watch the Eastern Belt very closely here. If we start seeing excessive daytime temperatures with way above average nighttime temperatures, could bring some problems here. That crop, if you're going to be hot during the day, you got to give it a time to break. And, you know, it's summer. It usually gets hot. Eastern Belt this week, though, is going to be 8 to 11 degrees above normal. We're going to see that Western Belt start to cool off this week, which would bring in some rains, which is as expected here later on in the week. But right now, boy, this crop is looking pretty good, I think, in Nebraska.
Which is nice to hear, especially after the way the last couple of years have been. How bad is it in the Eastern Corn Belt? Because we keep hearing, you know, just little nuggets of how dry it is at this point.
Yeah, I think it's very early on here. I mean, I don't think that we're pressing the panic button at all about any type of situation going on. Again, it's going to be mid 90s, upper 90s, approaching 100 degree triple digit heat, and they're going to be wanting a good drink after this week here. The problem is when you look at the weekly Euro models, you're going out 40, 45 days from now. It's showing Illinois all the way through Ohio 2-3 inches below normal. I think that might be a catalyst. I don't think we need to focus on quite a bit here. That might be that rally that these producers, if you missed out on this latest one, you might want to take advantage of.
All right, well, lots to look at, not even to mention the fact that it's continued to have adverse weather scenes in parts of Russia and other countries as well. Well, stick around, folks. We've got a lot more coming up as we get ready for the second half of the Channel Final Bell. We'll see if there's anything else grain-wise we need to hit on. And, of course, when we come back, we'll also switch at what's going on within this market. You know, the hogs have definitely had some ugly trades as of well. But guess what? Green on the screen is how they finished the Monday. The question is, will that momentum continue? We've got a lot to look at. Second half is just around the corner. The Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Welcome back to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. As, of course, we're continuing our conversation with Darren Fessler with Lakefront Futures. And let's talk about, what's your takeaway? How are exports going so far for the grains?
Well, I would say thank goodness for Mexico on corn. I mean, they're over half of our business. I mean, where would we be without Mexico, really, and on the corn side of things? I mean, really, when you look at the overall corn exports, I mean, total commitments, we're up 36% versus last year. I mean, we're seeing some decently strong performance from the wheat side, up 22%. The problem is, and probably the drag on corn, it then the beans. It's, you know, 15% behind where we were last year. And I had put on Twitter or X, you know, when we're looking at the overall fundamental picture here, and where we foresee if we have some decent crop this year or anywhere near the type of numbers the USDA is saying, where are these beans? Where historically have we been when we've had 10% plus stocks use? I mean, we're at the highest level stock use we had since 2017, 2018. And I can say we're probably right around that $10 mark, a little bit under. So, again, this crop, very early stages, is it an end-all be-all, we're going straight down to the 10? No. This market's going to get choppy. I think it's going to provide you some opportunities, but it's been a drag. It's going to be very hard, even if corn has some hiccups, given its stocks use, if beans continue to get hammered down like we are, and wheat continues to get hammered down like it is, even though we do have some issues and concerns in eastern Ukraine and western Russia and France and Germany, Australia is getting dry. You know, the question is, where does corn find some firm footing here? When we have these stocks use ratios, where have we historically been? Right now, it doesn't look all that good if we're anywhere near that 1.7 to 1.8. Again, that's about 200-400 million lower than the USDA. So what's the catalyst that gets us, you know, to that 1.7, 1.6 to really get the fund's attention here? We have acreage at the end of the month. I think that's a huge one for the market. But if you don't get any type of positivity in that number with seasonals bearish, it's really, you got one more catalyst left, I think, here to reward this market till fall.
You know, and it's so funny. We've been talking. I know Mexico is not that huge of a country. But again, you, like you said, they've been kind of the saving grace. And unfortunately, those growers are dealing with some really adverse drought-like weather, which is going to bring more export opportunities for us.
It most certainly will. They're dealing with 2 years in a row now of a pretty significant drought for themselves. So, again, we still got it. We still have to get through the pollination phase here. And, you know, if you look at where all these planting dates have been, I mean, it's going to be very ununiform like pollination this year, and it's going to be a very hard barometer if you're an analyst or a trader or a producer. How good is this crop when you have different planting dates, different pollination dates? It's going to be all over the board this year. The biggest thing is, from here on out, what the market's going to be focused on, can we continue to get these rains? How high are these overnight temps here going to be, and does that really impact at the end of the day the yield?
All right, let's switch gears and go over to what happened in the livestock complex as we first take a look at the what's happening in the cattle market. I mean, I think there was a lot of optimism that we might have seen higher trade throughout today, but it didn't last long, Darren.
No, it didn't really at all, really. I mean, we had a strong session on Friday, which created a gap higher in the charts. We got it back above some longer-term trend lines on the fat market. Cash cattle still remains relatively strong. The concern I continue to have for cattle, I am, you know, you look at the numbers here and you say, boy, the cattle and feed numbers end of the week, that could be interesting. Always typically are, whether they're right or wrong, that's here nor there. Cash numbers are what matters. I think the number of cattle at the end of the month, or end of the year, I should say, could continue to be very positive. From a fundamental side, I don't think the cattle are there. So the reaction that we're seeing here is very positive, especially in those deferred months. However, when you look at the U.S. consumer and how strapped they've been, I mean, I've been saying for a while, I think middle-class America's been in a recession the last 2 years. What is their willingness to continue to pay a premium for that type of protein, or do they have a change in mindset and they go to a cheaper protein? I think that's a huge question for the cattle market and the macro side economically, how strong cattle can be. Now, we've had a decent run here. I'm telling producers, hey, these are probably levels of step in here reward. A nice bounce off the lows we've seen in these hog markets. Again, hogs have been extremely beat up, way oversold, so nice to see them pop a little bit higher the last couple of days.
And real quick, before we go with this, I mean, as you talk about this hog market, can we keep this trend going for them this week?
I certainly think we can here. We've taken out some last week's highs. I think that this thing can continue higher if you do that.
All right. What's the best way for folks to get a hold of you?
They can reach me directly at 312-858-3668, or they can always find me on X at DDF Alpha.
All right. That has been today's Channel Final Bell. The Channel Final Bell is brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional. Pick this up as a podcast at ruralradionetwork.com or wherever you subscribe for those free podcasts. It's the Channel Final Bell, again, brought to you by the folks at Channel Seed. Quick reminder, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss not suitable to all investors. The Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. Last Wednesday saw the June release of the USDA's World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates, and while the grain production numbers didn't excite the markets, the livestock outlook provided a more optimistic view. I'll have more when we come back. North Texas has seen waves of severe weather since March, changing the agronomic equation for growers recently accustomed to drought. Nutrien Ag Solutions crop consultant Burke Lane from Paris, Texas, describes what this has meant for growers.
We had a small window at the end of February to get started. From the 1st of March till now, we've just had excessive amounts of rainfall. I mean, if it rained 1 inch, it rained 5 inches. We weren't getting any small amounts of rain. Rainfall wasn't the only weather problems we've had. We've hail ranging anywhere from pea size to tennis ball size hail, winds, 70 mile an hour plus winds. Then we've even thrown a couple tornadoes in there.
He warns that farmers who aren't adjusting to the new field conditions risk falling behind.
Wheat's been ready for a long time. Every time it rains, it lowers the test weight. Wheat that's still standing good is sprouted. You have 4% or more on sprouts at $2 a bushel dock.
To work with expert agronomists who understand how your local conditions are changing, contact Nutrien Ag Solutions. You can learn more at NutrientAgSolutions.com. The monthly World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates report from the USDA represents the agency's best guesses for grain, oilseed, and livestock production and consumption from around the world. Sometimes these reports can provide news that will make the futures markets react, but the June issue usually isn't one of them, and this month was no exception. On the grain front, with American farmers wrapping up planting and crop emergence underway, the USDA didn't have enough information to change their estimates for U.S. production, still expecting to see a record 181 bushels of corn per acre across 91 million acres. That brings total production to 14.86 billion bushels, the same as last month. We also saw no change to production in Brazil or Argentina, all of which was largely in line with trade expectations. Wheat traders saw the most bullish news, as global production was pared back by 8 million metric tons after adverse weather events in the Black Sea. Soybeans saw no change to their domestic balance sheet. Again, that was expected for this early summer report, but globally, the trade was surprised to see only a small reduction in supplies out of Brazil. The report also evaluates the protein and livestock markets, and cattle traders found some bullish indicators. Beef production is expected to decline by nearly 5 million pounds for 2024 as slower chain speeds at harvesting facilities slow down production, even as carcasses continue to be historically heavy. USDA statisticians saw no reason to change their expectations of beef import or export numbers, so the tighter supply could support higher prices for the next two quarters. Hog and pork producers are looking at a mirror image of those production results, with pork plant chain speeds operating aggressively and carcass weights growing. The USDA expects America to produce nearly 42 million more pounds of pork this year. With more production, pork exports are expected to surge by as much as 100 million pounds. I'll have more when we come back.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on two multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Following last Wednesday's supply and demand estimates report from the USDA, grain and oilseed prices were little changed heading into the weekend, but both live and feeder cattle prices were moving higher, with traders now turning their focus back to consumer demand as the summer grilling season heats up. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
June is Dairy Month. Did you know that there are 1.27 million dairy cows in Wisconsin producing over 2 billion pounds of milk each month? 90% of that milk is used by 126 Wisconsin cheese plants to make over 2.8 billion pounds of cheese each year. Thank you, dairy farmers, for all your hard work. This June Dairy Month message is brought to you by O'Galley Cheese Factory and Gift Shop. From cheese boxes to collectible gifts, visit O'Galley Cheese Factory, Highway 25, Durand.
June is Dairy Month. O'Galley Cheese Factory would like to salute all dairy farmers for their endless hard work and dedication, providing us with local quality milk. We would also like to thank the WRDN listeners for their continued support of the local dairy farmers and processors. O'Galley Cheese is proud to be a part of such a strong community. To support your local dairy farmers and for all your cheese needs, visit the O'Galley Cheese Store, open 7 days a week, located north of Durand on Highway 25. Visit the O'Galley Cheese Facebook page for June Dairy Month specials.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Showers and storms this evening, mostly cloudy overnight. Rising temps into the 70s. Warmer and more humid tomorrow. Highs upper 80s and breezy. Afternoon and evening, storms return. Heavy rain, large hail, isolated tornadoes, and gusty winds all possible. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 65 right now.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
The mixtape's got a little Hank, little Drake, a little something bumping, thump, thumping on the wheel ride. The mix and our drink's a little stronger than you think. So get a grip, take a sip of that Feel Right. Truck's jacked up, flat bills flip back. Yeah, you can find us where the party's at. This is how we roll.
And pray on them Sundays. Pass it around and we dream about one day. 'Cause this is how we roll.
This is how we roll.
decide which way to go. These empty miles and her memory, they just seem to linger on. She left me on this lost highway, wondering why and where she's gone. That's how a cowgirl breaks a young man's heart. That's how my whole world slowly came apart. With a cold and empty stare, as if I wasn't there. She didn't even stop to cry. That's how a cowgirl says goodbye. Mama down in Abilene just to find out how she'd been. She said she'd stopped a while in San Antonio, spend some time with an old friend. With all this distance in between us, I'm sure I never crossed her mind. May take all these roads ahead just to leave it all behind. That's how a cowgirl breaks a young man's heart. That's how my whole world slowly came apart. With a cold and empty stare, as if I wasn't there. She didn't even stop to cry. How a cowgirl says goodbye. That's how a cowgirl breaks a young man's heart. That's how my whole world slowly came apart. With a cold and empty stare, as if I wasn't there. She didn't even stop to cry. I guess that's how a cowgirl says goodbye.
The country music you grew up with. Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I remember when I first met you, sipping coffee in a corner booth. You were twirling your hair and I just had to stare for a minute. So I was laughing at your stack of books, then you shot me that smile. Hey, beautiful girl, in your own little world, let me in it. You got all of my attention, you ain't even trying. Yeah, you're my kind of different, and I've never seen nothing, nothing like you. Shades on spinning in the summer rain. Untied shoestrings, you're a light in the dark, and you're stealing my heart like a gypsy. I love the way that you kiss me in front of everybody. So baby, come and kiss me. They ain't never seen nothing, nothing like you. Shades on spinning in the summer rain. Like you, yeah.
once we went together, decided it should be forever. Two paychecks were better than one. A diamond ring, and it was done. Bought her a house like I said I would, in a subdivided neighborhood. The views got short and the nights got long. It was over long gone before I knew where I was headed to. I'm going through the Big D and don't mean Dallas. I can't believe what the judge had to tell us. I got the Jeep and she got the palace. I'm going through the Big D and don't mean Dallas. Things like this are never final. I'm still paying on the vinyl. Flooring in the laundry room, it's multicolored and waterproof. Little bit tough to face my friends, the ones that said that I jumped in the river of love a little too soon. That was August, and this is June, and it's a different tune. I'm going through the Big D and don't mean Dallas. I can't believe what the judge had to tell us. I got the Jeep, she got the palace. I'm going through the Big D and don't mean Dallas. The two-bedroom mortgage is due, side and light blue powers. I'm going through the Big D and don't mean Dallas. I'm going through the Big D and don't mean Dallas.
The country music you grew up with. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I was no daddy's dream, was not your mama's prayer, but I was your first and your last ticket out of there. I caught your wings on fire when I smoked my Bronco tires out of that town. I'm good at rolling dice, no good at standing still. You're like a thought of chasing life instead of dollar bills. We're living reckless, nothing to catch us, baby, but the ground. This ain't for everybody, toes hanging off the ledge, like we got nothing to lose. Ain't living on the edge, you holding me, holding you. It's a hell of a view. I paint with my old Gibson, you paint your purple sky. This town's a canvas, baby, let's paint it red tonight. Go out like shooting stars, chasing what's in our hearts, into the